Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig about his 99-county tour and his recent stop at Wooden Wheel Vineyards in Keota.
First of all, thank you for speaking with me for a few minutes.
Happy to. Always good to get out and about and visit and learn new things.
So what is bringing you out to Wooden Wheel Vineyard this morning?
Well, first of all, I get around and travel to all 99 counties every year. And so this is part of me, you know, doing that, getting across the state, trying to get into different kinds of businesses. And of course, I always learn something. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about in the last year, especially about local foods and Iowa grown, Iowa made products. And of course, this being a good Iowa winery, I'm wanting to come and hear about their experience, some of the challenges they might be having or what's working well. And we're trying to incorporate all of that into our efforts to launch Choose Iowa, which is a new state brand for Iowa grown, Iowa made products. So that's the real main driver for being here today, is to learn about their experience and get some insights from them.
What stop is this on your...
Well, we're just getting started for this year, for 2023. I've done a few visits, but we're really starting to ramp up. And so, you know, was in Johnson County this morning with a group. And now here we're doing one more visit up to the Amanas over here before we head back to Central Iowa. But, you know, I try to get out maybe a couple of days a week to travel and really spread that out throughout the year. So we're just got a handful of counties accomplished so far. But I really enjoy that. That's one of the best parts of my job. And I think it's important that I get out and I'm hearing from folks on what's on their mind.
And also, congratulations are in order for just recently being sworn in for your second term. So congrats on that.
Thank you. And I'm grateful for the chance to serve. Sworn in now a week ago, and really had a great time with family and friends and a lot of supporters celebrating. But, you know, really what meant most to me is recommitting myself for 4 more years here of doing this job. And it's an important one, and I take it very seriously, and I'm grateful for the chance to serve.
And looking back on your last 4 years, what is it that you're most proud of from your first full term?
You know, the last 4 years have been lots of challenges, right? Everything from weather variability, floods and drought, derecho, obviously the impact to all of us of COVID and supply chain disruptions. And I think what I'm most proud of is that we have a job to do at the department. There are certain things that are part of our mission that Iowans expect us to do from a consumer protection standpoint or from a food safety standpoint or the work that we're doing around conservation, that even in very disrupted times, we've been able to stay on track with those things and move us forward. You know, one of the things I like to tell folks is we set records for conservation work getting done even in the middle of a global pandemic. And that's not easy to do. And my team deserves a ton of credit for that. We've had to respond to some challenges like high path avian influenza. So really, to me, it's no one particular thing. It is really the fact that we've been able to continue to do our job and do it well and set records in terms of engagement, even in some of the most disrupted times in a long time.
Now, looking ahead, what are some of your goals or priorities for term number 2?
When I think of what we want to really focus on in the next 4 years, it continues to be that Iowa is an incredibly productive state. And I don't care if we're talking about corn or pork or eggs or soybean or ethanol or Iowa wine. You name it, we've got a tremendously productive agriculture, but we're only as good as the marketplace that we can supply. Meaning we've got to develop international markets, trade matters to us, domestic markets across the country, like for ethanol and biodiesel. And then I think we really have an opportunity to really expand and grow this local foods movement and folks wanting to shop local, needing to shorten the supply chain, the distance between the farm and consumers. That'll be a huge focus for us. Water quality and soil conservation will absolutely be a focus of ours. It's the basis of our agriculture. If we can't take care of our soil and water, we do not have a future. And then the next piece is all around people. We need to recruit more people into agriculture to do the jobs that we need done. And so I think developing that next generation and attracting people into ag, that has to be a real focus for us.
And something that I imagine helps with that is the census, which the deadline for that is coming up in February.
Yeah, the Census of Agriculture happens only every few years, and so it's a very important process, and it's very important to how USDA manages some of their programs, you know, understanding what's happening with population growth or decline. From an agriculture standpoint, that information helps with writing a farm bill and understanding what's happening, what is the profile of an Iowa farm, those types of things. So yes, important for people to participate in that. And, you know, even as we cross deadlines, if you still haven't sent it in, get it sent in. I think there's still a chance for your information to be included. And it's critically important that we have a high response level.
Wrapping up, when we think about our area like Washington County, if mm-hmm. there are farmers or producers who feel like they either need or want to get in contact with government for whatever reason, what's the best way to go about that?
You bet. Well, first of all, we want to be very accessible to folks and answer questions. And so really, one of the best ways to find information about us is iowaagriculture.gov, our website. It lists lots of contact information for if you've got an issue around, any particular program that we've got, you can call. You can just call the main number as well, and you can find all that information or send us an email. All of that is really on iowaagriculture.gov. Or if it's in the conservation space, get into your county conservation office, your USDA NRCS office. We've got staff there as well, and we can be talking to you there. So we're easy to get a hold of, and we would encourage folks to do that.
That was Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his 99-county tour. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.